Should we start in 3 minutes then?
I was going to just start now. Are we ready?
No, let's go.
Welcome to Jay Faber. It is the 15th of March, 2023. It is Rich and Jay. Jay is here. Jay is enjoying the weather. Jay is enjoying the music. Yeah, we are going to be talking about all sorts. We are going to be talking about all sorts. Jay, you on the same page here, man? Fucking preparing it, fucking recording the show.
Yeah,
all that kind of thing.
All on the same page. Loads of stuff to talk about.
Oh,
so who did
dear.
This remix? Let's start with that.
So this remix is I've closed the window.
Alright.
So they're not gonna get credited. Oh dear. Right, I'm finding it now. I wish I hadn't have asked this question. It's really eating up time. This is by Innes. It is available on YouTube. Kind of using it without permission.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, cheers, Innes. Anyway, thanks, Jay, for asking.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of an 80s, 80s kind of feel to it.
Yeah.
So, we're going to be talking about the news in wrestling. We're going to be talking about Bray Wyatt. What the fuck's going on with Bray Wyatt? That's been... Basically, it's been a really slow news week.
Where the fuck is Bray Wyatt?
Where the fuck is Bray Wyatt? I can't do a good Bray Wyatt voice. It's kind of like this.
Oh, that's well Cody.
Yeah, it's a bit Cody, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, Jay, how's your week been?
Yeah. How's yours?
Yeah, it's all right, mate. It's all right.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah, not too bad. Watched Dynamite last week and Rampage the weekend. Just caught up on Botchamania. So, yeah, just kind of chilling.
Dynamite and Rampage. That might have
happened. Okay, cool. What do you think? Anything good?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all right, isn't it?
Not bad. Yeah. No, I'm looking forward to the triple threat match.
Triple threat match. Yeah. That is going to be good. We are,
that
of course.
Will be obviously recording on Wednesday, so that's this evening.
That is this evening. We're recording at about 7:30 UK
GTM.
Time. So
GTM.
Yeah, GMT. GMT.
Yeah,
GTM.
GTM.
GTM. So. The big speculation this week has been about the status of Bray Wyatt.
It's been a bit of rumbling going off, yeah.
Yeah, there has been a bit of rumbling going off. Jay, what's your take first off on what has actually been said?
Well, there was two reports going around. Someone from Wrestling Observer saying he's injured, basically, and then Fightful saying that it was creative and control decisions, I guess.
I mean, both of those explanations are pretty credible at the moment.
Yeah, but apparently you've read something that he's coming back and he's wrestling in WrestleMania, so...
So Bobby Lashley today... I have to find the story because wrestling news is just so fast-moving. When we get into midweek, but Bobby Lashley today, kind of implied that he was still moving towards Bray Wyatt.
Okay.
And Dave Meltzer's come out and said that is indeed the case. They are still moving towards Bobby Lashley, Bray Wyatt. So the news comes from Wrestling Headlines, which is a little bit WWE focused, if I'm honest. Bobby Lashley references Bray Wyatt's status in WrestleMania 39 situation? Question mark. I mean, it's not really an article if you're putting a question mark in the middle of it, but there you go. Bobby Lashley today tweeted, I've worked too hard to be denied. I will be ready to fight on the biggest stage of them all. Hashtag WrestleMania. I don't care who it is. Someone will feel the wrath of the Almighty. Which...
Yeah, that was a tweet that you put out. Yeah.
Yeah.
The news broke that Bray Wyatt wouldn't be there.
So, oh, okay. So they've span it then.
Looks like they have.
With that said, sources believe that Wyatt and Lashley are still on for WrestleMania. It's Dave, mate. Sticking his oar in and saying that it's still going on. I think that what does Dave actually know? What does Dave know?
What does Dave know? What does he actually...
Well, I'm finding it hard to find the quote now. Bobby Lashley, Bray Wyatt, Dave Meltzer. Dave Meltzer. Boom. Where's... Okay. From what I understand, the match is still on for WrestleMania. He should be back very soon, so we'll see. That's pretty much all I can say. I mean, there is something to it, but I'm not at liberty to discuss it. Typical Dave. As far as everything I've been told, it's not a creative issue or anything like that.
Right. Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, cheers, Dave. I should have done the Dave Meltzer.
Did you find that on your floor?
It was Sports Kida.
Everyone's in his office, right? Everyone's in his office.
Yeah. It's just a mess, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we've got this situation where it's been implied it could be injury, but I don't think it's injury. I can't see how he got injured, unless he was in two places at once and he did that god awful bump as Uncle Howdy as well. Just can't see that.
No, that's definitely Bo Dallas.
Yeah. So we got.
It was
that.
Just a jobber, so whatever. Yeah.
Absolutely missed. Absolutely missed. So I think what this is boiling down to is creative.
Okay.
This is my genuine thought. I reckon.
I mean, if it is, I mean, a lot of things have been missed from when they were showing, well, not showing Vince's, it was like the QR codes. A lot of things have been missed from that. It's not adding to the storyline. Not much is really coming from the White Rabbit. Follow White Rabbit down the whole thing. It's,
yeah.
Falling really flat.
Well, this is the problem with Bray Wyatt, and this is now the third time that this has happened. You have a great build. You have a lot of interesting concepts, and then the booking doesn't back it up. And that's the problem.
Match styles.
And the momentum is just killed by it. I mean, we had this problem with The Fiend. He had that great opening bout with Finn Balor at SummerSlam a couple of years ago, 2020, I believe it was. Was it 2019? I think it was 2019. Great match. It seems like so bloody long ago.
I mean,
it can't have been 2019. Was it 2019? Yeah, because he was The Fiend throughout the pandemic era, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he had a 2-year run as The Fiend. But, I mean, ultimately, it was just bad booking all the way through, wasn't it, really? And then
close to the end. When he started feuding around Randy Orton, that's when it all kind of got a bit messy. Mm.
Yeah, and if you look at how that looks as a long-term booking piece, though, I mean, effectively, they built up The Fiend. The big thing about The Fiend was supposed to be that there was he had learned to control it now.
Mm.
Okay, so the logical story that you're supposed to tell there is that he slowly loses control. That's the 2-year story. Is that he slowly loses control until he can no longer control the Fiend, and the Fiend is randomly attacking people, including what few allies he's made. It's a simple story. Can do that in 2 years, easy. What instead they did was just like, let's throw some lights on him.
Let's get rid of the Fiend.
Let's get rid of the Fiend. Let's find everything we possibly can to destroy the Fiend. And this is the problem that we've got with him now.
He's had all these... kind of like burnt alive, though.
Well, that was the thing. They burnt him alive, and then they kind of hit the reset switch, yeah. And the conclusion of that whole sequence was some chick
he lost at WrestleMania.
Pops out of a jack-in-a-box and distracts him at WrestleMania. And yeah. That was it. That was the big end of The Fiend. Just, I mean, I know it's supposed to be ask more questions, but you know what I mean? You're supposed to conclude a storyline with more questions because it's wrestling and it's a continuous art form, but like, we're ever going to get a resolution to that? Like, anyone is asking about the mythology that surrounds The Fiend's loss to Randy Orton at WrestleMania 37. No one's asking that. Because it's just bad storytelling.
Maybe.
I hate it when storylines cliffhanger you like that and then just don't resolve.
Maybe it's time to drop the supernatural thing and put Bray in a different light. I don't know what light that is, though. It's a thing. It doesn't seem to be working, because I would, like you said, three times already.
Yeah.
The book is terrible. Three times. What are they going to do this time when he comes back after no showing of Madison Square Garden show?
Yeah.
Like, is this him on the way out? Is Bobby Lashley going to destroy him and then he leaves? Or what?
Well, I mean, I think it's very likely. It's very likely going to be one of those two things. He's either not going to... He's going to no-show WrestleMania and Bobby Lashley's going to end up in a... I don't know, a fucking side feud with a Damian Priest type. Probably Baron Corbin. Just throw Baron Corbin at him. That's usually the solution when you've got nothing to do with someone.
The Lone Wolf's coming back. Slowly morphing into the Lone Wolf again, isn't it?
I don't know. I don't watch WWE.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think that's what's happening. No one wants anything to do with him.
And if I do...
It's been dropped by JBL, so I think he's going to go into the Lone Wolf again and everything will be reset.
Yeah, okay. So that could be a good idea, actually. If I'm honest, that could be a very good idea as to what to do with Baron Corbin. He's probably been around long enough now that he could probably get some of those badass pops. You know, that happen with heels sometimes when they start to become a bit cool.
Yeah, but the Lone Wolf was his best gimmick, and it was his first gimmick.
Exactly. I think it was just he might have been too young to pull it off then. The booking definitely wasn't behind it back then.
All for him in NXT. He just got booked and then lost it too soon.
Yeah,
that's canon. That's on our other podcast. I've said that before.
Yeah, I have said that before, and it is canon.
And he should have won the NXT title before he went to the main roster.
I mean, if we are talking canon, was it you who said it, or was it one of the other Jays?
No one knows anymore.
No one knows.
There are so many of me. Who knows which one it was? But you know.
I don't know. I wonder whether. Let us know. Let us know at anchor.fm. Is it still anchor.fm/JFA?
I mean, I don't think you can actually like get in there anymore. It's just people who record podcasts.
I don't think
you listen on there anymore. If you want to, like, you know.
We are on Spotify.
Courier pigeon with the answer. That would be awesome.
Yeah. But we are on Spotify. If you've got an opinion on our. If you got an opinion on our self-aware style nowadays, I don't know. Just let us know. We're open for communication. One of these days.
Bebop.
So other stories that are coming out today, I think we've concluded that Bray Wyatt's pretty much this is going to be the end of this run again.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Which is so fucking deflating, isn't it? But, I mean...
He could be so great.
But I think what happens is every time they take all his ideas on board and then they say, great, we're going to book you to lose to so-and-so at WrestleMania and kill all of your momentum. And then he has a bit of a breakdown. And that's that. Like, a breakdown in communication.
Good seeing you on TV again. See you later.
Yeah, pretty much. So, other news, Wrestling Inc. talking about how Kenny Omega has opened up about the love story with Kota Ibushi and its impact on NJPW. I'd love to talk about this, but there's actually not much to say, actually. It's just blowing his own fucking trumpet. I'd like to see a bit more of Kota Ibushi and Kenny Omega together, but I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon.
Well, you know, I mean, Kenny's contract is coming up,
and
Ibushi has shown interest in WWE. You never know. Golden Lovers, WWE.
Do you think? Yeah, because Billy and Chuck work so well. Oh dear.
Yeah, but these two are better wrestlers, so they could really put it off.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Wrestling news, Jay. Have you found any good stories?
Yeah. So the most breaking news that I found, and it's the best story, is that the Bella Twins have left at WWE, right? And now they're going by the Garcia Twins. They've got a podcast.
Okay. More competition. That's just what we need.
Yeah.
Will you be listening to their podcast now? No? Do you not want to?
No.
Do you want to get tips on?
Maybe.
Tips on having the perfect lip gloss or similar?
Yeah,
I don't know what they're talking about.
Do you like
about.
Lip gloss?
Obviously, there was the story about Ricky Starks appearing at the Royal Rumble, or not appearing at the Royal Rumble, but being photographed backstage at the Royal Rumble by
apparently
security.
Apparently wanting to sue the venue for it.
Yeah, he's looking to sue the venue for that. He was photographed. It's a grainy picture, isn't it? But it is. It's clearly...
He's just... all like, but I look jacked.
Well, his exact words were, "What you'll care about is where I go in my off time and what other pay-per-views I show up at. So leave me alone, all right? You got to have real friends. Support real friends. The picture is great. It's so good. I look jacked like I'm about to rob a bank."
Oh, yeah, yeah. Forgot that part. I'm about to rob a bank. Yeah, that's the point.
The first 48, that's what it was. I'm in the process of maybe suing Alamo Dome and getting some money out of it, because how crazy is that? How are you a security guard and you go, "You know what I got? Rewind the tape. Let me show you real quick. Let me show you right quick." I don't think it needed that last bit, but still.
Looking for Starks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not really much going on in the news, is there? Nothing really.
Bye, everybody.
Nothing really going on. I'm in a great mood in WWE Hall of Fame.
So that is a conversation to have, isn't it? That is a conversation to have, though. The Hall of Fame, what do you think is going in this year? I mean, we've already got...
Rey Mysterio.
Rey Mysterio, thank you very much.
The Great Muta.
We've got the Great Muta, and I believe they're in talks
That's
with...
it for the moment.
I believe they're in talks with someone else.
Huh. Well, Hulk Hogan wants the Rouge Brothers to go in. That's who he wants to see in the Hall of Fame.
Sorry, the Who Brothers? The Rougeos.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, Jack and Raymond Rougeau. Wow.
One has a moustache and one didn't, and one was the Mountie.
Did they have that song, "We're Not the Mounties"? Was that them, or was that someone else?
That was one of the Rougeau brothers, which was the Mountie. I forgot which one it was, and you know PCO.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was one of the Mounties.
Oh, yeah, of course he was.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Here's a bit of knowledge for you.
Yeah, a little bit of knowledge drop there. So Bianca Belair.
I think everyone knows that.
Bianca Belair surpassed 200 days in October and became the longest reigning Black World Champion in WWE history. But has recently, crossed another milestone. Apparently, I'm just reading now. Fascinating. Yeah, there's no news, mate. There is no fucking news.
Why don't you check Bleacher Report?
Alright, let's look at Bleacher Report. Oh, dearie. This is like the slowest fucking news day ever in the history of wrestling.
Probably should have looked at the news and grabbed some stories before we actually came on air.
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
I mean, probably would have been the best idea.
So Bleacher Report.
What a rookie mistake this was.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's always good to try new things.
So I'm guessing you didn't catch the Cody Rhodes promo the other night. He had a match and then cut a promo like a normal wrestler.
Oh, okay. What, he wrestled?
Yeah, who was his match against? Oh, LA Knight.
Oh, did he win?
He did. And then he got really emotional and angry. Yeah.
Oh, did he get emotional? Did he cry?
He didn't cry, no.
Are you sure he didn't cry? He was shouting.
I mean, he looked like he was about to cry. Yeah, he was shouting. Yeah. Mm. Very passionate promo.
Oh,
going into WrestleMania in the next 6 weeks or something like that. Is it 6 weeks?
Mm.
2 weeks? 3 weeks? What date is it?
It's the 15th.
Okay, so like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, 2 weeks on Saturday.
So, rumour is...
No, it's not.
Rumour is that LA Knight's going to get a bigger push after WrestleMania. And he's just going to be kind of a jobber until then.
To be fair, I was a really big fan of LA Knight.
Yeah.
When he was Eli Drake. And then instead of going to NXT, when he was having his massive run in Impact, he decided to get to NWA. And I was like, what a bad move that was. Because if he went to NXT first, he may have won a few titles by now.
Yeah, yeah.
At the moment, he's just been using enhanced talent and some great promos, and yeah, just really putting people over really well. But deserves a push.
Yeah, I quite like LA Knight. Yeah, he's all right.
You watch him all the time. You've seen his stuff, right?
I've seen one match, and it was the lights out match.
Oh, I like his stuff. Yeah, it's really good.
So news for video game fans, GCW is opposing the name of AEW's upcoming video game AEW Fight Forever, which is expected to be released this year.
Because they had a pay-per-view, didn't they, with the same name, copyrighted, or trying to put a copyright in now for it because they've had a pay-per-view so they can stop using the name. So yeah, let's stop that game coming out. Thanks, GCW.
Yeah, they had a show in January 2021 titled Fight Forever, which lasted 24 hours. What? Really? They did a 24-hour pay-per-view?
I haven't seen it, but yeah.
Oh, that's pretty good. Well, the fault... Probably, yeah. I'll have a look for it. They filed to oppose the trademark on March 1st, although they requested a 90-day extension to oppose it formally. The United States Patent Trademark Office granted the extension. According to documents, GCW's opposition appeal notes the promotion is currently engaged in settlement discussions with the applicant, which refers to AEW. Are you excited about this game?
I'm excited about the fact that he's in the same engine as the N64, WCW versus NWO, No Mercy.
They were classics.
Yeah.
They really were.
But it's obviously the graphics going to be a little bit cleaner, a little bit updated.
Yeah, yeah.
But it will be a pick and play.
Yeah, I am...
I like pick and play, that's fine.
I'm getting mine in. I am definitely getting that. Like, I have waited for this for a long time. Yeah, yeah.
They've got the barbed wire match in there. I think there's going to be a real explosion, but it's a game this time, though.
Yeah. Who knows what kind of explosion we're going to get. I'm hoping for sparklers.
And it's called Fight Forever because they're going to update it instead of bringing out a new game, so it's going to be a continuous game.
Oh, I hope so. That'd be good.
You know, like Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Where it just like updates it every now and again.
Mm.
And adds new things to it and changes the graphics and whatever and make it look sharper and add new guns, but obviously add new matches, new wrestlers, and this, that, and the other. Take wrestlers out, even if they've left the company.
Mm.
Like, update it that way.
Yeah. I'm hoping they don't take wrestlers out, and they have. They have said that Cody will be in it because they want to honor the history of AEW. So, I mean, I'm hoping that if Cody can stay in it now, and it's like. It's not even released yet, and they're still having Cody Rhodes in it. then that's kind of good, because the last thing you want is to be, you know, halfway through a career mode or really into one of the fighters, and then they leave AEW, and then the next thing you know, they update it and just remove the content from the game. I'm hoping that doesn't happen. Really, it should be a nice historical kind of video game, where, because I'm not a massive fan of buying like WWE 2K22 and it not having features that are on 21, you know.
Okay, but if they keep all the wrestlers in there and they don't take any out and keep adding, that's just more royalties that need to pay out constantly for likeness.
Well, true. But I think they can afford it.
Okay. It's going to be one expensive game, just like have a massive roster.
Well, it doesn't need to be a massive roster.
They already have a massive roster. But
I don't think they're going to roster update like that. I don't think they will. I think they'll cancel that feature after it's been released. That's because I'm very, very cynical about the gaming industry. And I have a feeling that they like to... I know from experience that they like to promise things pre-release that don't come about post-release. And I have a
like
feeling...
Like politics.
Yeah, very much so. Gaming and politics are the two industries where that happens frequently. I don't trust either. I can't remember the last time I pre-ordered a video game, because the amount of times that they've just released a broken product, especially in the AAA gaming space.
I think the last one pre-ordered was Streets of Rage 4.
Streets of Rage 4. You see, that's not AAA, so that's good. I can understand why you would as well.
It's great.
But I mean, it is Yuke's and THQ Nordic, so they might keep with their promises, because they are a smaller studio. So, yeah.
Yeah, they made some of the better wrestling games as well. So.
Well, yeah, they definitely have. They've made some great games, actually. Some of my favourite games have been THQ games. Darksiders, absolutely fantastic. Second Sight, Time Splitters, published by them. So, yeah.
Time Splitters is good.
Time Splitters is great. Got a bit off topic there. Kenny Omega has been talking about his future in AEW or WWE. I'm taking things one step at a time, he says. Right now, I'm taking things one step at a time.
Goes back, doesn't it, to what I was saying about the Golden Lovers in WWE?
Well, maybe.
Kenny Omega of WWE.
I can't see them going for it. Unless Triple H is in charge.
Will Jason Black show up?
Jason Black?
JY.
Ah. hate Jay White.
Pocket knife, Jay Black.
Oh, dear. He says, with this Winnipeg show, it feels like, yeah, this is cool and it feels right. And what's next? I don't know, because nothing has been spoken to me. Nothing has told me this is what you need to do. The spidey sense hasn't been triggered yet. So again, one day at a time. Tonight's AEW Dynamite and AEW Rampage are a big occasion for Omega. This is from the other day, which is actually, yeah, it's tonight. Blah blah blah. He'll be wrestling a televised event in front of his hometown Winnipeg crowd for the first time ever. Of course, it's the three-way match.
Yeah, I can't really predict the triple threat match happening. Didn't think it would happen so soon. Thought it would be a pay-per-view. It's just got the wrong team in there. But, you know, that's fine. See how it goes.
We are talking about the Trios Championship match. Kenny Omega and the Bucks as the Elite are taking on JAS. And the current AEW World Trios Champions, the House of Black. I can't see anyone other than the House of Black walking out with that, if I'm honest.
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah,
they just won it. So
they've literally just won it. I can't.
Way more sense.
Yeah, you wouldn't put the strap on them just to take it off, would you?
Well, I mean, he did that to Wardlow, so maybe.
This is true.
It's just like, oh yeah, I didn't think that would happen. I just didn't think it was going to, but it definitely did.
Mm. Yeah. What did you think about that? Do you think it was a good decision? Do you think it was the right decision, using Wardlow as a transitional champion?
I mean, it finished the story with Joe.
Mm.
So that's done and dusted. And now they don't have to revisit, which I'm happy about, because I was sick of seeing them. So, yeah, fuck it. Yeah, go for it. Throw your boots.
Yeah, you're fairly tired of...
Hobbs is going to be a great champion.
Fairly tired of Wardlow. Hobbs is going to be good. I feel like we've only just scratched the surface with Powerhouse Will Hobbs.
But then, now, exactly, but now after Juice and Starks, Starks has his way into the TNT Championship being Will Hobbs, because they didn't really finish their feud.
Mm.
Yes, that's it. That's all I've got.
Fair enough.
And then from there, obviously, Ricky can win and then get his glory moment of winning a title.
Mm. Yeah.
Clearly, it's not going to be going into the AEW World Championship title picture anytime soon.
Mm. This is true.
So, with who the champion is and how he's going, who he's wrestling at the moment, it makes sense for a speedy TNT champion. Because you know how Juice likes his midcards.
Yeah.
His midcard titles. So, yeah.
Hmm. Should be good. Yeah. I mean, I'm really looking forward to
it. Everyone thought it was Jay White, didn't they, when Juice came out?
Well, I'm glad it wasn't Jay White.
I mean, it's a Bullet Club, and when he's been kicked out of it, would have been the giveaway that it wasn't Jay White.
Hmm.
But, you know, I think everyone was hopeful.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm a big... I'm really looking forward to seeing Juice Robinson back in the ring. I think he has a lot to offer AEW. And, yeah, I'm kind of...
He does. He doesn't seem to be very over with the American crowd still.
Well, I mean, that's just because he's hung out in Japan so long with his Rasta haircut, you know, and a shit gimmick, isn't it? Like,
but now he's rock hard, so
I think a lot of the casual a lot of the casual Western fans might not even know much about his pre-Bullet Club run.
I doubt it. CJ Parker, wasn't he?
Mm.
Or JC Parker, mm, or something like that, in NXT.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about the four or so years that he was wrestling in New Japan outside of the Bullet Club. Because of course he came over to NJPW Strong, didn't he? And kind of got a lot of his momentum there.
He started off for Young Lion, didn't he?
Mm.
He was in the same class as Dave Finley and Jay White.
Yeah, yeah. Whereas Jay White went straight into, or very quickly went into the Bullet Club after he returned from Excursion. Juice Robinson had a very decorated career. Before he even touched the Bullet Club,
his face run was really good. Like, he was going from strength to strength each and every time I saw him.
Yeah, he was.
I was like, for fuck's sake, it's Juice. But then I was like, oh yeah, Juice Robinson, yeah, he's good.
Mm.
I like his matches now. I think it was more the Mox stuff that really pushed him forward. I think that really gave him some credibility.
Oh, the work with Mox.
Yeah,
that was really good.
Absolutely,
that was a really good kind of hardcore match. I mean, that Mox's first run in New Japan was fucking great anyway.
But he was wrestling two different styles, it was insane.
Yeah, it really was.
One in America and one in Japan.
It really was. I'm hoping to see Mox return to Japan at some point. Probably the most interesting news of the night actually broke while we are recording this show. It's actually not that interesting though. Butch, formerly known as Pete Dunne, is set to return to his Pete Dunne moniker, according to WrestleVotes, who told Give Me Sport that Butch is set to revert to his old gimmick, something Triple H originally planned to do last year before the Brawling Brutes got over and plans were pushed back. Now plans are back in place for Butch to return to his character. quote, absolutely, I was told that's in the works. When Hunter came back, I was told that Pete Dunne was due to become Pete Dunne, but somebody said to wait because the Brawling Brutes were catching on. When Pete Dunne returns, he won't be as a member of the Brawling Brutes. I'm sure he'll be back by the end of this year. So yeah, that could be good. He's had a good initial run on the main roster.
Nothing really to complain about. He just needs to look stronger in the ring. And especially against Gunter, because those two can fucking go when they're 50-50 booking.
Well, yeah. I mean, it'd be perfect to have him take a little break from the ring and then return
to
face Gunter at some point. Yeah, as the Bruiserweight to face Gunter. I think that would be perfect. Having him appear in a group setting where the Brawling Brutes are, or the ex-members of the Brawling Brutes are, so that they can look shocked as anybody else. Yeah. Be a nice little nod there.
Not forgetting that Tyler Bates is NXT at the moment, so they could always hook up at one point and be a team again.
Yeah, they could. I haven't seen much of Tyler Bate this last year because he's been in NXT and I've not been watching.
It's terrible. Bad TV. It's awful.
Yeah.
But I do know he's like doing this yoga piece gimmick, namaste thing. Wear sandals.
Yeah. Okay.
Bit of
a hippie thing going off. Well,
that's what he's doing.
That could work.
I mean,
I guess.
But yeah, sure.
Let's have a look at the picture of him. Let's have a look.
Not much has really changed.
Ooh.
Just wear sandals.
Yeah, just got long hair.
Yeah.
Long hair sandals. And sandals, yeah. And a bit of a shit eating grin.
Yeah. Finding his inner chakra.
Yeah. Finally tuned into it.
There we go. Because he's a big strong boy.
He is a big strong boy. Trent Seven we haven't seen much of since he moved over to AEW. He has only a couple of appearances and then he just disappeared.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, he's good. He is. But, you know, the allegations against him, you know. You know. Might not be a nice person.
Allegations?
Oh, you know, the ones where he pays people to shut up because he's like sexually assaulted someone. Those alleged allegations. So allegedly, this is what's been said.
Oh, this was during the Speak Out.
Yeah.
Speak Out allegations, wasn't
and
it?
And allegedly, he's paid people off because of it.
I don't know who kind of implied that he pays someone off, because I mean what I've got is that the woman involved in the Trent Seven Speak Out allegations denied them. So was this coming from a third party?
I think it was coming from a wrestler, but lo and behold, I can't remember who that is.
I'm looking at full timeline here on Wrestling Rumors now, but it's just a list of long tweets.
We haven't got time for that.
Well, I'll just go with. I'm not going to just read random comments and take
then, you know,
opinions from them.
You know, and it's just been pulled into it because he was part of that Progress era, and people get tied up in the same brush, don't they?
Well, yeah, this is true. Don't really know what to say to that.
I mean, if he's been
quite
wrestling
in
AEW,
the ring. I hope he's not.
He's still taking bookings and stuff, so I'm assuming it is all pretty bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, WWE kept him on the books afterwards, didn't they, for quite a few years. So
Jordan Devon is still wrestling as well.
Well, exactly. I'm just reading that Kenta has made waves about CM Punk, hasn't he?
Does he still want to wrestle him?
I believe so, yeah.
Stealing his finisher. That he created and then couldn't use because CM Punk was using it when he was like the creator of the move. Oh, how messy is that?
Yeah, that was probably very irritating. Yeah.
No, sorry, you can't use that music right here. No, because CM Punk is the champion at the moment. So no, you can't use it. Stop asking. Do you want to get released?
Yeah, it's a bit ridiculous.
We all know what happened with that. Yeah, the worst triple threat match.
That was
Royal Rumble in history on the pre-show.
Oh, that was an awful triple threat match. You can hear our opinions on that in the archive on Spotify. The other various places where we are available, that includes iTunes. Feel free to rate us up on iTunes if you like this conversation and all the stuff that comes with this podcast.
iTunes, eh?
Running out of things to talk about.
iTunes, eh?
Yeah, iTunes. We're on iTunes as well. Is it iTunes? Is it still iTunes? Is it Apple Podcast?
It's Apple Podcast.
Yeah, yeah. It is.
Well, clearly, as you can tell, listening to this, we've definitely prepared something. Going into
yeah, it. we are totally
and
prepared.
Sometimes yeah, it's definitely. Some of our best shows, and sometimes, well, you know, it's not.
Well, I don't think this has been bad. Good shows, we've had bad shows.
This has been bad.
Yeah, I don't think it has. Although we are talking in the past tense about it, and we're only 41 minutes in, which tells me that this is a really slow fucking week for wrestling news.
Yeah.
Yeah. What say you? We get half an hour back.
Bye, everybody.
Because I've run out of things to say. Everybody. Yeah, bye, everybody. What we got? Let's find some music. Let's find some music. There we go.
I think next week, what we'll do. Because WrestleMania is coming up. We didn't really do the predictions for WrestleMania. Yeah. We didn't do that part. But,
oh, we didn't do that part.
Save that.
We could do that part.
Do that part.
What's the WrestleMania card? Yeah. WrestleMania card.
We could do that part.
Let's have a look. WrestleMania
save
card.
Save it to next week. We can look at Raw. We could have SmackDown. We could do a bit of prediction. You know.
We could do that.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Then we can...
There's going to be a Hell in a Cell match.
Yeah. Finn Balor versus Edge.
Okay,
the demon,
okay. I've got to pause this. Got to pause this. Let's quickly go through.
Let's quickly go through this
card. So the confirmed matches: we got Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns. That's obviously going to be Cody for the win. Roman Reigns deserves a break.
He's going to go do movies.
That's fair. That is absolutely fair. I think he's absolutely smashed it. Go do your movies, mate. Go see if you can be the next Jason Momoa.
Wow.
What? Jason Momoa's great.
Maybe he can be the new Aquaman whilst Jason Momoa goes off and does a different DC character.
Nah, that could be cool. I mean, I'm hoping that if he's going to be Aquaman, then Jason Momoa can go and do some Stargate Atlantis, resurrect it. Ronan Dex, that's the way. I'm watching Stargate Atlantis at the moment, it kicks ass. WWE United States title match, John Cena versus Austin Theory.
I see Theory going over, and if John Cena does end up winning for some reason, you can have a US Open title match and lose it on Raw. But I think Theory's going to take it. I think he's going to put him over because he needs that win.
Yeah, that's probably the right call. John, it's no sweat off John Cena's sack, is it?
Not really. I mean, go do the Peacemaker or that new transgender film he's doing.
Well, he's one of those people who he just has to appear. He can appear and he can lose, and everyone says, "Oh," and then they'll cheer just as much next time.
Everyone's saying he's like one of the greatest of all time when he got booed out of the building, like for years on end. But yeah, sure. But everyone like licks his ass now, so whatever.
I think it's because they moved on to someone else. I think that was the problem. Once they started booing Roman Reigns out of arenas, they stopped booing John Cena out of arenas. So they were like, "Come back."
Yeah. Yeah, we're sorry, Joe. We hate Roman.
Yeah, all is forgiven.
Please beat him.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Austin Theory as well, if I'm honest. We've got SmackDown Women's title match, Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair, who is the current champion. Probably going to be Rhea Ripley.
I would say Rhea Ripley for this one as well. They can't have her go from 1 to 30 in the Royal Rumble and not beat Charlotte Flair at WrestleMania.
Well, exactly. And it's Charlotte Flair. I mean, every time they put a belt on her, they're thinking, okay, so how many is that? How many is it going to be next time when she wins the belt again? And what's that in comparison to Ric Flair? You know what I mean? So, yeah, they like to take the belt off her because then that means they can put it back on her.
Yeah, because they need to get her to 17 as quick as possible.
Yeah, before she decides to disappear and have babies or whatever. I don't know how it works. Raw Women's title match, Asuka versus Bianca Belair. Bianca Belair, current champion.
Don't see her losing at all.
Oh, Bianca Belair. I mean, they are really behind her, aren't they?
Yep. I mean, why not? I mean, when Sasha Banks and her were both on the screen at the same time, it was like Bianca already moved into a spot. That was already a thing. So, I mean, it makes sense for her to keep that on her. She's kind of the new Sasha. But is she better than Sasha? That's the question.
Well, that is the question. I mean, but, well, going back to that milestone I was talking about earlier, for months, Belair was chasing a milestone set by MVP as he had been the longest reigning black champion of any singles title in WWE history, holding the United States Championship for 343 days. On Monday, she surpassed his record, 344 days. So there you smashing go. She it. Bragged about it on Twitter. Yeah, smashing it. Thing is, now she's reached that milestone, are they going to take it off her?
No. She'll win at WrestleMania.
Yeah, she probably will. Triple threat for WWE Intercontinental title, Sheamus or Drew McIntyre or both versus current champion Gunther.
So on SmackDown there was a 5-way match. Sheamus and Drew McIntyre pinned one competitor each at the same time. Drew was pinning LA Knight and Sheamus was pinning Xavier Woods at the same time. So then that made two challenges. And now there's going to be a match between them to see who's going to face Gunther. But obviously that's going to get thrown out and then turn into a triple threat match because that's been booked, or rumoured to be booked, for months now. So, So yeah, we've triple threat.
Fair enough. I mean, it'd be good.
Yeah.
It'd be good. Gunther will win. I mean, Drew McIntyre back down on the Intercontinental title level. Thoughts on that?
None really. They're just adding more star power to the show. That's it. They do the same thing with NGPW's Wrestle Kingdom. They put the top wrestlers into mid-card, top spots, low spots. Anyway, anybody can fit in really because it's WrestleMania. But saying Gunther's going to win, maybe not. Maybe Shane will take it. He needs that to be a Grand Slam champion. So.
Yeah, and also with Drew McIntyre, it's more a case of... he could be one of those champions who could elevate that title if he did win it. So it feels credible, because he did have a good run during the pandemic. Well, it wasn't a bad run. I mean, how can we tell? There weren't any fans. I assume it was an okay run.
I mean, the people on the screen seem to enjoy it.
Yeah, those ghost people on the Thunderdome screens. And yeah, Kenny Omega, massive fan. Hell in a Cell, Finn Balor versus WWE Hall of Famer Edge, rumoured to be the Demon versus Edge from the Brood. Personally, I don't think they're going to do that. I think you might get Edge doing a bit of a...
Finn did say that Hell can't handle his demons, so...
Maybe you'll get the Demon from Finn Balor, kind of a new kind of with a bit of a Judgment Day twist on them.
Yeah, be interesting to see what he does with it.
I can't see the Edge going for the Brood Edge. I don't see what value that adds, other than fucking Gangrel out of work.
Well, they're kind of like last time.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet he was gutted.
Edge was also gutted.
Mm.
So, because he's a nice guy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, is what it is. Who do you think's winning that?
Edge. Taking that one. He's lost too many times in recent.
Yeah, probably right.
He's a big win. Considering he's retiring at SummerSlam, so yeah.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Again.
But I think this is the done deal now.
Brock Lesnar versus Omos? Like, really?
Yeah.
Are they planning on having the referee carry that match?
I guess so. Brock's on his way out. Apparently, there's been 10 people backstage. So I've read that he's on his way out, so this could be Brock's last match for a while, and he might put Omos over. Which will do nothing for him because he's shit.
Yeah, I can't see any reason behind it. I really can't see it. I mean,
new
surely
Andre
Omos,
the Giant, this one is going to be great.
See, yeah. I see Omos as a mid-card big guy.
Oh,
he's
I,
a mid-card
I've
big
seen
guy.
This low-card big guy.
Yeah, lower mid-card. Like, have him turn up, be a bit of a, you know, be a bit of a snitsky, and then have him leave.
He's low-card. It's
yeah.
not worth any
Rey
time.
Rey Mysterio could beat him. Logan Paul versus Seth Rollins. This is specified to be on night one. Thoughts?
It's going to be a great match. It's going to be really good.
Logan Paul's going to win it.
I think he will as well.
Logan Paul will win it, yeah.
But,
Seth Rollins will obviously do Seth Rollins' thing and pretty much make sure that this is a good match. Although Logan Paul has been quite impressive.
Very impressive. Very impressive. So,
I mean, do you imagine that they... I mean, they can't use the same developmental systems for a Logan Paul as they do for, say, a Velveteen Dream, you know what I mean? So, I mean, it's... Well, LA Knight, you know what I mean? They can't use the same infrastructure.
Just really athletic and just picked it up dead quick. Yeah, like a angle.
Yeah, okay.
Just picked it
up
dead quick.
They've got to have like a specialist team training him.
Yeah.
Right. Not just sending him down to the performance center and having him run the ropes with everyone else, I imagine. So yeah, they'll make sure that he gets through it. Damage Control: Bayley, Dakota Kai, and Io Sky versus WWE Hall of Famer Trish Stratus and WWE Women's Tag Team Champions Becky Lynch and WWE Hall of Famer Lita.
Yeah.
So we've got Trish Stratus, Lita, and Becky Lynch versus Damage Control. I mean, it's got to be Lita.
Well, yeah.
Trish and Becky, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's so easy to predict WrestleMania because you just assume the faces are going to win.
Yeah. Pretty much.
And you're usually right.
Usually.
Other than that, there are the rumored matches, of course. The undisputed WWE Tag Team Titles match between Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, and the Usos. That's unconfirmed as of this recording, on the 15th of the 3rd, if you're keeping track. But I would say that that's pretty likely. What do you reckon?
That's massively likely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And obviously, it will be Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn taking the title.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Even though storyline-wise, Kevin Owens is like, I'm going to do it by myself. I don't need anyone's help. Fuck you, Sami. And Cody. Fuck you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not quite saying fuck
yeah,
you.
Yeah, but it'll happen. And they'll go on for a fairly good run that will probably last till SummerSlam.
probably.
As a tag team before they break back into singles action and Sami Zayn disappears off TV again for like 4 years. So, Bobby Lashley versus Bray Wyatt, obviously. Sorry, go on.
Oh, well, no, I was going to go into a completely different match, but yeah, if it happens, Bobby Lashley and Bray Wyatt.
Of course. Was the match that you were going to go on to was Rey Mysterio versus Dominic by any chance?
It was.
Yeah. This is kind of obvious at this stage, isn't it? Like,
well, I read ages ago that Rey Mysterio said the only way he was going to face Dominic would be at WrestleMania, and if it was his last match for his career on the line.
Okay. Yeah.
And with it going into the Hall of Fame, it probably will be his last match.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Dominic goes over. A heel wins.
I mean. Yeah, I mean, I can't see any reason why Rey Mysterio wouldn't put his son over. Mm. You know, Dominic's had a really, really solid first kind of.
Hates
it. Yeah,
and wants to boo.
But it's not. Like, it's not go home heat anymore.
Any heat.
It's just pure heat.
Yeah.
So he's doing his job really well.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything bad to say about where he currently is within the ecosystem of WWE, because I think he's with his work with Judgment Day, he's kind of ended up in the perfect spot. Because it's the perfect spot for this match. Obviously Rey Mysterio is going to do his Hall of Fame run, he's going to shake his hands, he's going to do all of that, and then he's going to reappear elsewhere once that run ends in the Hall of Fame. He can still go, he's still going to be going for quite a while. He's 48.
I mean, I reckon this will be his retirement match.
His retirement from WWE, sure.
I reckon he'll retire.
You reckon he'll fully retire?
Yeah.
I mean, theoretically he could do that and then just live off, like, mask merch royalties forever, couldn't he?
I suppose so.
Because, I mean, I bet that when he's away on the indies, you know, when he's doing the independent circuit, like his, like his recent
stint. I'm ignoring you, Jay, and he will be on the independent circuit.
Well, no, but I mean, he went to AAA, he went to Lucha Underground, all of those kind of things a couple of years ago. All I'm saying is, I bet he doesn't get as much money from merch sales as when he's on WWE's active roster, and they can sell thousands of different coloured masks at all of their shows.
But he can go on the Legends contract.
Yeah, he'll go on the
and
Legends contract.
And they can still sell his masks. Fine.
And they'll sell his masks, and he'll continue to make that money. So I suppose it's options, really, from Rey Mysterio's perspective, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. One day he can come back and be Dominic's manager.
Yeah. Down the road, when Dominic has a proper face run, after he's got rid of all of the go home heat and turns it around by being a cool heel, just like they all do eventually. Or alternatively, he's just going to wallow in kind of the mid card forever. Wallowing catering once they run out of ideas for him and realise that he can't carry a match like Ray can. I mean, he can carry a match, but he isn't a Ray Mysterio.
We'll find out.
Yeah, I suppose. And that's pretty much it for WrestleMania. You think it's going to be a good show?
Sounds like a good card to me.
Yeah, it doesn't sound bad, does it?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it's going to be a shit show. Just hopefully the matches themselves get time and the booking is okay.
Well, yeah.
Well, maybe.
We'll have to see. I mean, with Vince coming back.
Yeah, but he wasn't. It was reported that he wasn't at Raw and he stayed out of the way on Monday, so.
Yeah, we haven't seen any decisions other than this Bray Wyatt thing. We haven't seen anything that really indicates that he's got much
control,
got much influence over the creative direction at the moment of the product.
Which is good, because obviously Vince needs to fuck off.
Well, yeah, he's been poisoned to that product forever.
And now he's selling it, so... Just adds to the poison.
Still reckon he's selling it to Saudis?
Not now, no.
No, you're on the Disney train with me.
It's been very quiet, hasn't it?
It has been quite quiet, but these things take a while.
Yeah, they do.
You know, the sale of a multi-billion-dollar company with numerous entities involved as well, who are potentially going to buy it. I still reckon that Disney are at the table, and I reckon that they're going to end up in Disney's hands, but that's just me.
So the Marvel WWE crossover is totally possible, we've talked about.
Yeah. I mean, just imagine it. Just imagine it. You could have... Who would you cast as which Marvel hero in the WWE?
Captain America, Cody Rhodes.
Yeah. Oh, God. Well, when he was in AEW, his
or
AEW...
Lashley.
He wasn't... Well, yeah. Lashley would make a good... I think Lashley would make a good second Captain America for some reason. Like, you know, after the first one's kind of burned out.
Right.
Don't know why.
Don't know why.
Don't know what's kind of given me that idea, but there you go. Oh, dear. Well, I think that's about as far as we can take this conversation.
On that note.
Yeah. So, Jay, what's your plans for this week?
Don't know, mate.
Just let the audience... Introducing the audience to our personalities, mate.
It's a bit of a Mother's Day thing going on Sunday, isn't it? So.
Oh, yeah. In the UK, it is Mother's Day.
Going to go for a bit of Pan-Asia.
You're going to go for a bit of Pan-Asia with your mother?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Pan-Asia is good food. Probably not worth talking about on a podcast, though. Really good sushi.
A food podcast.
Well, I am...
open to that idea.
Yeah. I'd like to talk about food on the podcast. Do you remember that time we... do you remember that time we talked about ham?
No.
Oh, okay. Cool. Just
bye,
me, then.
Everybody.
Bye, everybody. You can, of course, catch us on Spotify. You can catch us on Streamcaster. I don't know if that's a real thing. You can catch us on Apple.
Overcast.
Overcast, there we go. we will be back next week to talk all things wrestling. Hopefully it'll be a faster news week, or there'll be more interesting stories, because this has really been quite difficult for us to put together this week. There has not been much going on.
Sure. Things will happen next week, for sure.
Yes, they will.
I predict more news.
More news, and you can stay apprised of it here at JFabe. Might invite Taz back next week. Remember Taz?
Not seen Taz for a while.
Yeah, I know. It's It'll happen. Anyway, see you all later.
See you in a bit. Bye.
Bye.